In Israel, security forces have arrested an Israeli army officer and 9 other Israelis on suspicion of spying for the Lebanon-based Hezbollah organization. The army released a statement today about the arrest, which took place last month, according to the suspect's attorney. A ban remains in place on identifying the officer. The army condemned the alleged spying, which it called highly unusual and damaging. The defense counsel says his client denies all the charges. NPR's Peter Kenyon reports.
Israel and Hezbollah have been bitter enemies for 2 decades, and any proof that a prominent army officer was spying for the guerrillas would be extremely embarrassing for the Israeli military. The army released a statement saying that the prime suspect, a lieutenant colonel, was suspected of supplying sensitive information about Israeli tank and troop movements along the northern border to Hezbollah agents in exchange for what the army called large quantities of money and drugs. Neither the amount of money nor the type of drug was specified. The officer is also alleged to have passed on information about senior Israeli military officials in the northern region. Israeli authorities said the suspects were Israeli citizens, but did not identify them as Jewish. Defense attorney Barry Rosenthal is one of the lawyers representing the lieutenant colonel. He says the officer expects to be acquitted.
Our client completely denies any involvement in any of this. As far as he's concerned, it's nothing like that ever happened, not regarding the drug trade aspect of it or the espionage. No involvement and no contact with anybody from Lebanon regarding anything. Nothing whatsoever. He denies the allegations, every aspect of them.
The Army statement said it views the allegations as very serious and condemned any attempt, in its words, to bring sensitive information to the enemy. The Army called the allegations highly unusual and a possible violation of both Israeli law and moral values. Rosenthal says he's barred from saying too much about the case, especially anything that might reveal his client's identity. But he suspects that one of the other members of the alleged network, who was arrested while carrying drugs, implicated the lieutenant colonel. He says the state has been sitting on this information for over a month.
He was arrested on September 12th. He was denied access to his lawyers for 21 days. We weren't allowed to see him or talk to him for 21 days. Tomorrow, they will file official charges against him at the court in Tel Aviv. As far as we know, there are additional 9 other suspects that will be prosecuted in a different court.
The Army said the 9 other suspects are civilians. There was no immediate comment from Hezbollah or the Lebanese or Syrian governments about the arrests. Israel has continued to clash with Hezbollah guerrillas since the Israeli army ended its nearly 2-decade occupation of southern Lebanon. One section of the northern border has been the subject of disputes, and Hezbollah rockets have been fired from the north. Israeli fighter jets have fired on military positions in southern Lebanon. There have been other cases of alleged spying for Hezbollah. An Israeli citizen of Lebanese descent was arrested in June. Israeli officials said they regard this network as potentially the most serious breach of security in years involving the northern border. Peter Kenyon, NPR News, Jerusalem.